This is 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTH D2, 90.5, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. Hi, I'm Bob Schneider, and I've taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. This hour, we're playing nothing but what I want to play. It's my KUTX. And first up is my favorite musical artist, the incredible Tom Waits. And this is his song, Time.
Well, the smart money's on Harlem, and the moon is in the street, and the shadow boys are breaking all the laws. And you're east of East St. Louis, and the wind is making speeches, and the rain sounds like a round of applause. And Napoleon is weeping in the carnival saloon. His invisible fiance's in the mirror. And the band is going home. It's raining hammers, it's raining nails. It's true, there's nothing left for him down here. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time. Time that you love, and it's time, time, time. And they all pretend they're orphans, and their memory's like a train. You can see it getting smaller as it pulls away. And the things you can't remember tell the things you can't forget. The history puts a saint in every dream. She said she'd stick around until the bandages came off. But these mama's boys just don't know when to quit. And Matilda asked the sailors, all those dreams or all those prayers? So close your eyes, son, and this won't hurt a bit. Oh, it's time, time, time. And it's time. Time, time, time that you love, and it's time, time, time. Well, things are pretty lousy for a calendar girl. The boys just dive right off the cars and splash into the street. And when they're on a roll, she pulls a razor from a boot, and a thousand pigeons fall around her feet. So put a candle in the window, and a kiss upon his lips, as the dish outside the window fills with rain. Just like a stranger with the weeds in your heart, and pay the fiddler off till I come back. Oh, it's time, time, time. It's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time.
There you have it. Tom Waits with his song Time off of his masterpiece, Rain Dogs, which is sandwiched in between two other great records, Swordfish Trombones and Frank's Wild Years. And I feel like with Tom Waits, you either like him or you don't. There's no convincing people who don't like the sound of his voice, I've discovered over the years. But you're like, but what about the lyrics? She said she'd stick around till the bandages came off, but these mama's boys just don't know when to quit. And it's time, time, time that you love, and it's time, time, time. Yeah, I don't like his voice. What can you do? All right. Anyways, here's the next guy who is just profoundly talented, not only as a great songwriter, but also as a composer. He's been nominated more times than anybody else for Oscars. He's won at least one that I'm aware of. The great Randy Newman with his song In Germany Before the War.
In Germany before the war, there was a man who owned a store. In 1934 in Dusseldorf, and every night at 5:09 he'd cross the park down to the Rhine, and he'd sit there by the shore. I'm looking at the river, but I'm thinking of the sea. I'm thinking of the sea. I'm looking at the river, but I'm thinking of the sea. A little girl has lost her way, with hair of gold and eyes of gray. Reflected in his glasses as he watches her. A little girl has lost her way, with hair of gold and eyes of gray. I'm looking at the river, but I'm thinking of the sea. Thinking of the sea. Thinking of the sea. We lie beneath the autumn sky, my little golden girl and I, and she lies very still.
Man, that is one spooky song. One of my favorite things about Randy Newman is that he will take a character and be the narrator in the song of these despicable, horrible characters. And I always thought that that was pretty fun. You know, you can't really do that in life, but you can do anything in a song. And he's the master of taking on these strange personas and telling their story in an interesting way. Next up is the Flaming Lips and their song, The Spark.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. What an emotional roller coaster ride those guys just took us on. Hope. Well, Confusion, I think, was the first one. And then Hope, and then some sort of elation, and then back through Fear and Confusion, and then maybe Hope, and then Confusion again. I don't know. I feel like when I listen to a song like that, I go, why do we have a war on drugs? Drugs are good things that create wonderful pieces of art like that. And without drugs, we would have never had that song. So, yay drugs, boo, war on drugs. Next up is one of my favorite singers of all time. She just happens to live here in Austin, Texas, the lovely Lex Land.
I don't wanna call you on the phone no more. Let you read what I wrote down for you no more. Wonder why you don't hold me like the way you did before. I've got someone new on my mind. I'm not gonna cry for you no more. Lay awake at night wondering where you are no more. Why you don't love me like the way you did before. Run round in circles inside my brain no more. Or play a little stupid f***ing games no more.
Austin, live music capital of the world, with folks like Lex Land, maybe. Anyways, next up is Devo. This record is a record that I played over and over again as a young man driving around Germany. And when I was asked to do this show and they asked me to pick 12 songs, I was like, oh, I just feel like I could play this entire record. Are We Not Men? We Are Devo, because every song on it is great. It was hard picking one, but this is the one we ended up with. Too Much Paranoias. Devo. Are we not men? Nah. We are definitely Devo. I guess I've always gravitated towards the kind of the outsiders. When I was a kid, I used to read a lot of comic books, but I was never really into Batman or Superman or Spider-Man. I liked Luke Cage, Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu, Dracula, Lord of the Vampires, and even the Hulk. I think the Hulk mainly because he was so angry all the time and he could transform into a giant dude that would beat people senseless, which sounded very appealing to me as a very small child. Anyways, one of the disenfranchised outsider dudes that I really love was Shane McGowan and his band The Pogues. And of all the songs I know, this is the one that probably makes me cry more than any other. It's called Fairy Tale of New York.
There was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true. Christmas Day.
bum 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 bum. I love that song so much, I can't even tell you. Well, it's music's so weird because, you know, everybody has their own taste, and you might just love a song and just be super passionate about it, and then you play it for somebody else and you're like, check out this song that I'm super passionate about, and they're like, eh, it's all right, it's not my thing. And you're like, what? How can that not be your thing? Such a weird thing, music. Anyways, one of the very best songwriters in the world that's living, that writes songs in English, just happens to live here in Austin, Texas. And I happen to know him. I feel very fortunate and lucky to do so. The beautifully complicated, funny genius, Danny Malone, and his song Spider Legs from his incredible record, Balloons.
Resolve in the devil in the details.
That was Danny Malone's Spider Legs from his record Balloons. Hi, I'm Bob Schneider, and I'm guest DJing here on KUTX, and I hope you're enjoying the music I picked for this show. Let me know what you think about the show. Send an email to musicnews@kutx.org, and make sure you put my name in the subject line. That's Bob Schneider, in case you're tuning in late. So every once in a while, because I play music, I guess I get a little burnt out, or I get finicky, or I get this idea in my head that I just don't like music anymore because everything just sounds, I don't know, just like it's been done before, or it's not inspired, or I don't know. It just happens every once in a while. And a few years ago, I was feeling that way, and somebody gave me this CD, and I put it in. This is actually when people like played CDs, so you know it was a while ago. And I put it in my little CD boombox while I was like cleaning the house, and I was like, I'll check this out, because I had heard of this guy for a while, and I'd even seen like a clip of him like on MTV, like doing a live performance or something, and I'd just written him off as like, that guy's getting a lot of press, but he's not very good. And I'm usually right about most things, but when I'm wrong, I'm super wrong, usually. Anyways, I put this in, I was like, I'll check it out, and then that way when I hate it or talk badly about it, I will have at least, no, I'll know what I'm talking about. And so it started playing, and after about, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds into the record, I just stopped what I was doing, and I sat down at the kitchen table and listened to the whole record, and it moved me. And it did that thing that music's supposed to do, where I got goosebumps and I felt connected to it and inspired, and I felt proud to be a human being. Like, we're human beings on this planet in the middle of outer space, and then every once in a while somebody will rise to the occasion and do something that's so beautiful, and it just makes me proud to be part of that organization, human beings. Anyways, this is one of the songs on the record, Whatever and Ever, Amen, by Ben Folds Five. It's called Missing the War.
She doesn't know he was.
That was Ben Folds 5, Missing the War, from Whatever and Ever, Amen. I'm Bob Schneider, and I'm the guest DJ here on KUTX, and I'm playing songs that I like, and there's nothing you can do about it except to change the channel, but don't do that, because I've got some really good songs coming up, including this next one, which I get a lot of flack about from my guitar player, Clint Wells, who thinks that this guy is not very good, but I disagree with him, because I like a lot of his songs. I love songs where the narrator in the song is totally in love with somebody who he should not be. He's making a bad choice to be in love with this person. And you as the listener know that, and you're like, hey, what are you thinking? Don't go out. Don't do it. But of course, they're doing it anyways, and there's something beautiful and wonderful about loving somebody that you maybe aren't being loved back by or will ever get loved the right way from. Did that make sense? I don't know. Let's listen to the song. This is Kanye West, Gold Digger.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger, way over town, that digs on me. She give me money.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Give me money.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Fars girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have a like Serena, Trina, Gina for Lopez. Four kids, and I gotta take all they bad to show biz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a pin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup.
We want prenup, yeah.
It's something that you need to have. And when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, and on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that Datsun. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is the fries. So stick by his side. I know his dudes ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
Funny, sexist, racist, and they mentioned showbiz pizza. How? What more could you ask for? Kanye West with his classic Gold Digger. Next up, Paul Simon, Slip Sliding Away.
Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a man, he came from my hometown. He wore his passion for his woman like a thorny crown. He said, Dolores, I live in fear. My love for you is so overpowering, I'm afraid that I will disappear. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a woman became a wife. These are the very words she uses to describe her life. She said a good day ain't got no rain. She said a bad day's when I lie in bed and think of things that might have been. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a father who had a son. He longed to tell him all the reasons for the things he'd done. He came a long way just to explain. He kissed his boy as he lay sleeping, then he turned around and headed home again. He slipped sliding, slipped sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. God only knows, God makes his plan. The information's unavailable to the mortal man. We're working our jobs, collect our pay. Believe we're gliding down the highway when in fact we're slip sliding. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
Simon. People, by the way, if you're tuning in late, I'm Bob Schneider and I'm guest DJing here at KUTX, playing some of my favorite songs People sometimes, not sometimes, most of the time, when I tell them that I make music and I'm in some other part of the country, they'll be like, oh, what does your music sound like? And I always say, Paul Simon. Except I just did that about a week ago somewhere. And I told some girl who was in her early 20s that, and she said, Paul Simon, who's that? I was like, really? Have we gotten, are we there? Goodness gracious, that's can't be right. Anyway, speaking of juxtaposing emotional themes, Todd Snyder is one of the very best at that. His songs are smart and funny and full of broken characters. And this is one of my favorites of his, called Iron Mike's Main Man.
Iron Mike's Main Man's Last Request. Hey, little buddy, don't even worry. Everything is going to be okay. I could have told you when you started making money that the world was going to treat you this way. Forget your first wife, she was no good for you. She was a gold-digging bitch, and her mom was too. Hey, Iron Mike, don't let them get you down. Hey, little buddy, don't look uneasy. You just to keep your eyes fixed on this fight. If that mean old Don King don't give you back all of your money, I say you and I, we go take it back some night. You're still the champion and everybody knows you are. Come on, Iron Mike, let's take the Porsche to the titty bar. Come on, champ. Come on, champ. $300, and that's only till my brother straightens out. I would do this for you if I could and you needed me to. Ain't that what friendship's all about? Hey, little buddy, don't get angry. God, please, at least not at me. You know that I'm right behind you all the way. Oh, compadre, you just say whatever you want to and I'll agree. Who washed every car in this 10-car garage? Who carries the boombox in the entourage? Me, Mike, God damn it, me.
There you have it, Todd Snyder, Iron Mike's Main Man's Last Request. So over the years, I've had the fortunate pleasure of performing and playing with some extremely talented folks. And for 4 years in the early 2000s, my guitar player was Billy Harvey. And not a lot of people know how great of a songwriter he is, which is puzzling because he really is great. But while we were in the band together, we started doing a thing called the song game, where we would come up with a phrase and then he would go off in his corner, I would go off in my corner, we'd write a song using the phrase. And we ended up writing He ended up writing hundreds of songs, and I ended up writing hundreds of songs that way. And one of the songs that came out of that was this song called Unprotected, which he put out on his album Grow Garden Grow. And it's an incredible display of musical inventiveness and poetic lyrics. Anyways, I don't want to talk about it. Just check it out yourself. Here's Billy Harvey, Unprotected.
I'm sorry that I fell so quickly. I know that you had fought so bravely. I never thought I'd sleep so deeply, and that you would never leave me. I wish I was there to hold you. There's still so much I could have told you, but endings come so unexpected, and most of us are unprotected.
Bob Schneider, thanks a lot for hanging out with me this last hour. I've had a great time sharing some of my favorite songs with you, and I just want to let you know I've got a new record that's out called Burden of Proof. I hope you'll get a chance to check that out. In the meantime, take care, and we'll see you soon. This is 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTH D2, 90.5, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. Stick around. There's more music coming up.